Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Happy anniversary, baby. It's our 19th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm the founder of this mess, this fine mess we've gotten ourselves in, and we're celebrating, folks. It's a milestone. 19 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. 17 years of our newsletter. Our website's 19 years old. Not the original. We were a long way away from the original one. But we've updated a bunch of times since then. So anyway, I'm glad you're here. And, of course, we couldn't have done any of this without our Brain Trust members. I can't even imagine how much we wouldn't be here. The show wouldn't have sustained itself without our great Brain Trust members. And none fits that bill more than our good friend Elise Benin, original founding member of our Brain Trust, founder of Marketing Mentor. She's a national resource on so many areas of helping you promote your business. The author of a number of books on the topic, including Marketing and Pricing, The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing, The Art of Self-Promotion, et cetera, et cetera. And she's our good friend, Elise Benin. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Tim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Thanks for being such a great supporter of ours over the years.
It can't really be that long.
Well, I know, but see, you were like in elementary school when we first met you.
That's right.
So, one of the things that I probably said the first time you joined us back in '98 was that the two areas that small business owners just aren't good at, that they could use some lessons from a big companies on, is HR and marketing. 19 years later, I think those things are still true. What do you think?
Yes, definitely, and mostly because, I mean, all the small business owners that I work with, especially the creative professionals, they love what they do. They want to do what they do, and HR and marketing both, you know, they have no training in or on, and I think often they see it as antithetical to the work that mm-hmm. they're trying to do, and so they don't make time for it.
Well, I also think that they don't take it as seriously. I don't think they think it's analytical. I don't think they think it's I don't think they care for the way. If you're going to be successful, it has to be a discipline. It has to be something that you test and that you. In other words, I think they think marketing is just throwing stuff against the wall. Way too many times. What do you think?
Yes, but also I think our culture actually is in love with word of mouth, the idea of word of mouth,
yeah.
As if that's the greatest thing since, as they say, sliced bread.
And it is important.
Yes, but I really believe that you can't rely on it, number one, and you can't control it.
Some people can, but most can't.
It's very, very difficult, and especially if you don't know
very,
a lot
very
about
very small businesses can work off of referrals alone, and they can almost make that their mantra, their appeal. But if you've got any size at all, it's really you can't do it.
But also, you can rely on it as a very small business until it stops, until it dries up. And
right.
Again, you have no control over that. And that's when people come to me,
you can't drive word of mouth as the way you can marketing and advertising.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you think people don't really differentiate between marketing and advertising, those two steps?
Definitely. And also because the lines have become very blurry lately, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
What are the definitions to you? What is that marketing and advertising?
Well, marketing is getting your message out there. It's the overall process of taking your product to market so people know about you. When I think of advertising, and that's a lot of different areas, includes social media, and word of mouth, and referrals, and brand building. But advertising, to me, is part of marketing, of course, and that's where your call to action is. That's what you hope will drive the needle. What do you think?
No, I disagree. I agree that advertising is part of marketing. It's one marketing tool in which you pay money in exchange for a certain type of exposure.
Right.
And it only generates actual results if you do it in a certain way, direct response type of advertising.
Well, what you just said different from what I said?
Because advertising is more about exposure and awareness and brand building, not about generating response. And I think that's the problem.
You and I have disagreed before, but I mean, an advertisement has a call to action in it.
Not all of them.
Well, okay.
Most do not.
Okay.
Right? I mean, a lot of the commercials you see, a lot of the billboards you see,
I'm talking about the ones for small businesses. Let me put it this way. You and I may have to disagree on this. When I see something that doesn't have a call to action, I see marketing. When I see something that has something that's a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more leading you to a phone call or a product, that's what I think of as advertising.
Yeah, so we that's not that we disagree. We have different definitions.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Both of them have to be done.
It depends on the definition. I mean, if you're saying you need things with calls to action, I would say yes. Does it have to be an ad in my definition? No. There are lots of different ways you could do it.
Well, you're probably right about that. But see, here's the thing: small business owners need to wake up on Monday they'll tell you right away whether they're doing it right or not. On Monday morning, they need to do something to create sales that week so they can make payroll on Friday. And the slow pace of brand building is maybe even word of mouth is not necessarily going to help them. They need to feel a little more in control.
I totally agree with. But to do that, to me, the answer is not advertising. The answer is different marketing tools. And this is a good segue to the topic of connecting the dots,
I'm gonna get my lashes from Elise, and then when we come back, we'll talk about connecting the dots and all this, and maybe argue a little more. Who knows? It's always fun arguing with Elise Bennett. Marketing-mentor.com is her website. If you go there, you'll be smarter. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.